Welcome to Make Money Obvious. We're your hosts, Caleb and Rachel. This isn't a rags-to-riches story, and we aren't the millionaire money experts.
We are just a young, average family taking small financial steps to make our money dreams a reality, and we want you to join us.
Welcome to Season 2 of Make Money Obvious, Deleting Debt. Today, we're trying to stay afloat in Episode 1, Drowning. Rachel, help.
So first, take a deep breath. I may not be a lifeguard, but I want to help you out with your debt drowning. So your debt can feel like a huge mountain in front of you and you can't see the top. You don't know how the heck you're going to get out of this. And you may feel like you're drowning, but take a deep breath and remember, we have a budget in place for a reason, because this is a long game. So if you were listening to Season 1, we chatted all about how to set up your budget, how to use math to make it make sense. So use that budget and take it one step at a time, one month at a time, because you're not gonna pay off this mountain overnight. But I want you to remember that every dollar you put towards your debt is a victory, and you should be celebrating yourself, whether it's $1, $100, $1,000 extra dollars that month that you're able to put towards your debt.
Yeah, and it's going to help every day. And so what we want to talk about is how you're going to pay off that debt, especially if you have multiple debts. So this can include your car, student loans,
credit cards.
Yeah. And one thing we have to look at is what debt is a liability. So these are things that aren't either making you money or only going to hurt you if you can't pay for it.
Or the interest is really high, or it's decreasing in value as you're paying off the debt.
And so what we want to tell you, and this is common knowledge out there on the internet, a lot of people tell you, is start with your smallest account first. And what we want to do is take the excess that we had in that budget that we created and pay that towards that first amount of debt. And we want to be paying more than the minimum if we can. That way we're paying off that debt fast.
And the other debt, the bigger ones, you're still paying the minimum amount.
Yeah, you're not letting the interest continue on those ones exponentially.
Correct.
And then once that small debt is paid off, then you move into the snowballing of the next account. So everything that you were paying plus that minimum should go to the next account.
Because
now we're able to put a little bit more money into the next largest account.
So let's use our life as an example. So we have two car payments. One's $400 and one's $200. So we would start with our $200 car payment, and let's say we're putting an extra $100 towards that lower car payment. So we're doing $300 for that first one. Once we finish that first car payment and it's free and clear, you're going to take that $300 and put that fully towards the second car. So you're paying a total of $700 on that second car until it's paid off.
Yeah. And that's how you can see that snowball, because once the second car is paid off, now we have $700 extra dollars
to put towards another debt
or to save, yeah, which would be awesome. Mm-hmm. And the reason we want to do this is because we're already drowning in debt, right? So let's stop the bleeding, because there's going to be sharks waiting around every corner.
I can't with your analogies. I tried to keep a straight face. Oh, yes. So the sharks. The sharks. Oh, my gosh. You better edit that out. Okay, The sharks are coming. I can't even. So we want to cut out our debt quickly if possible. So yes, you're paying off your debt, but some things you want to ask yourself is, can I reduce my debt by, for example, selling your car and getting a cheaper or older one? I know this is hard and people debate it, but if you for a year have a car that's less expensive, it will give you more money to put it towards something else. And the caveat with this one is you don't want to buy a junky car that's going to break down on you, but you want something that's less expensive than what you currently have. So maybe you can't pay it for it in cash fully, but you have a smaller loan.
Yeah.
And then we also want you to ask yourself if I can stop using my credit card. Instead of increasing that amount, increasing the interest, is it possible to cut yourself off, use a cash budget if needed, so that you're super strict as you're going through this season of paying off debt?
Yeah, because those are the two main things that are going to keep you in debt. So we want to look at that. And some other questions that we want to ask ourselves as we're paying off that debt is, what would you rather pay, right? So a lot of student loans have actually really low interest rates. So we're almost able to get away without paying that one first because the interest is not that much. We want to focus on maybe a car payment that has a higher interest rate. That kind of goes against what we said previously of paying off your smallest loan first if your student loans is your smallest loan.
Yeah, the question you have to ask yourself is, would you rather pay just the minimum on this for 10 years or however long, or would you rather pay everything off as quick as possible? Like, there's some balance to what we're telling you, depending on your life and what your money is doing.
Yeah. And we want you to be debt free. It's just, we need to figure out what we want to focus on. And so we'll give an example of Rachel and I is that we've gone back and forth on the debt that we need to pay. So we were actually debt free in 2020.
Mm-hmm. We paid off my student loans.
Yep. And we owned all the cars that we had. And we were debt-free for a few years. And then I needed to buy a car. And it was the height of COVID. There was no used cars that were really worth it. So I ended up buying a new car that was pretty expensive. And we have a monthly payment for it, around that $400. And then Rachel's car died. And we had to buy a minivan, which is awesome, by the way. Minivans are
sick. I love minivans. Never go back.
Yeah.
So sexy.
And so now we have two car payments, and I started a master's degree that I never finished. So now we have student loans. Yeah, don't bring it up. It's still sore. But we've talked about not paying the student loans off first, even though it's less than the car payments, because the interest rate is actually so low.
But we're at a point where we're feeling bogged down by debt again. With one car payment, it seemed manageable. But now so much of our money is going to paying these off every month that we're feeling tight in other areas of our budget. So we're chatting again about, okay, we need to be aggressive with our debt. And it's kind of been this back and forth conversation that once you do it once, you might have to do it again, like us.
Yeah, and it's just the way life goes. And so we're going to start putting more money towards that debt so that in the future we can save and invest more.
Yeah, because our goal is to have as much money in the free and clear, because we want to use that for our assets that we want to purchase in the future.
Yep.
So thank you for being patient as we missed a week. Life got crazy, but hopefully we can help you get your head above water. Catch us on the next episode as we cover asset debt versus liability debt.